iHeart Communities, thank you so much for listening. Joining us now on our socially distanced hotline, please welcome the founder of InsurTech Hartford, Stacy Brown, the CEO of Cover Technologies, Mike Kalin, and our Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Insurance here in Connecticut, Joshua Hirschman. It's great to have you all on the line today.
Hi, Renee.
Hello.
Hey, Renee.
Yeah, and we're actually here to talk about the ITC and DIA World Tour Hartford stop that actually traveled to 30 cities, and Hartford became one of their prestigious stops to host a little bit of a competition, all brought forth because of Stacy from InsurTech. And with that, congratulations to Cover Financial Technologies. They emerged victorious during the competition. We're going to talk all a little bit about that, but congratulations to Mike Kalin of Cover Technologies.
Well, thank you very much. It was a lot of fun to participate in the competition, and we're obviously super pleased to have been selected as kind of the number one InsurTech player in the Hartford region. So thank you very much.
I'll go to Joshua next as our Deputy Commissioner for the Connecticut Department of Insurance. What does this innovative contest mean for Connecticut and our insurance status in the world?
This is a InsurTech Connect global stop, and they stopped in Hartford, Connecticut, and they reached out to Stacy Brown, who's the leader of one of the InsurTech hubs here in Connecticut. And Stacy led sort of this organization to create a contest. And he had a contest where InsurTechs were able to apply and be judged on different criterias. And, you know, Stacy could fill you in on those criterias. But at the end of the day, Cover was victorious. And is, you know, just the InsurTech community generally in the Hartford region is amazing and very vibrant. And the role that the regulator plays with this community is we try to facilitate their ability to add value to the consumer and to insurance generally.
Stacy, tell us a little bit about InsurTech, because as a whole, you're a grassroots organization run by insurance professionals, but also the reasoning behind this contesting.
Hi, I'm Stacy Brown, and I've been in the industry for getting close to 20 years now. You know, I started with Travelers in Hartford in 2001. And I've always been on the technology side of the industry, worked my way up through a number of different roles. And about 4 years ago, I saw these trends that were emerging around innovation, venture capitalists bringing capital and investments into early stage startups. And I thought, hey, you know, we've got a lot of insurance here in Hartford, you know, a lot of smart people. We should do something. And I started the organization to just create, as you described from the press release, just creating opportunities for people to collide and interact and engage in ways that they wouldn't normally. And that helps to foster the innovation culture in the startup community even more. And so this recent contest was actually, you know, up a level from our community. It was organized by a global organization that was stopping to 35 different cities around the world, and each one of those cities, I got lucky enough to get Hartford on the map, and each of those 35 cities had to select one startup to represent their community in the global contest. And so, you know, we ran a local contest, and that's how Mike and the folks at Cover Technologies managed to win the local contest. So they'll be going on to the global InsurTech Connect global event and in competing for the in representing Hartford for the chance to win the title of global best InsurTech startup.
Yeah, and that'll be September 21st and 23rd, normally in Las Vegas, but we'll just say it's being held here because it's virtually. Mike, tell us about Cover Technologies as a whole, who you are, who you serve, and how you're helping the Connecticut community and actually putting a mark on our capital city with your win.
Yeah, I mean, first, just to pick up on what was just discussed, Cover has been in and around the acceleration and incubation efforts that Stacy referred to for the 2 years that we've been headquartered in Hartford. You know, the amount of benefit we get from being around innovation, And these companies that we competed against, I mean, we're very fortunate to have been selected as the number one insurtech company. There is a lot of innovation in various segments of insurtech going on in Hartford, whether it's property and casualty or life insurance or group health insurance, whether it's distribution innovation, digital technology, AI, machine learning, cyber risk management. The firms that have circulated around Stacy's organization bring so much diversity of talent and ideas. It's been exciting for Cover to be a part of that. Relative to Cover, we've re-engineered and simplified the life insurance purchase experience for financial advisors and customers of financial institutions. We know that customers prefer to buy their life insurance, long-term care, and disability income from trusted financial institutions, but the complexity of the process has stopped many of those advisors and great banks, credit unions, brokerage firms, RIAs, the complexity has stopped them from really engaging their clients in this discussion. So Cover has dramatically simplified the process, improved the journey for customers, and we now support over 25,000 financial advisors and 20 million customers through the financial institutions that we work with. So it's been a great start on our journey. We're a four-year-old company. We're 2 years to Hartford. We came to Hartford in part to get talent and to engage talent that we need to grow. So as we raise capital, we can't grow without good talent. And Hartford's been an ideal location for us to hire most of our expansion positions as we grow.
And Joshua, as the Deputy Commissioner for the Connecticut Department of Insurance, talk a little bit about the insurance capital of the world and how strong and vibrant we are, even during these COVID-19 times, and how we are helping the Connecticut community and beyond with our health insurance and more.
Sure. I mean, Connecticut is the number one place in the world for health insurance. We write $11.6 billion in direct written premiums for health insurance. So the small state of Connecticut in the whole United States and realistically in the whole world is the largest writer of health insurance currently. And for all lines, we're number three. We write over $193 billion of premium in all markets. So that's a huge industry itself. We've got some of the largest carriers in the nation. Not only that, we've got per capita the largest amount of actuaries. We have the largest amount of insurance executive talent. We have enough lawyers and accountants and every single component that would be necessary to have a successful insurance company and insurance business, and that including startups, as you know, Mike alluded to. I mean, he's building out in Hartford. There's a reason why he's building out in Hartford. You can't find the type of talent elsewhere. Connecticut is the best place for insurance, and it will always be the best place for insurance.
Stacy, what are the next big plans for InsurTech?
I've born and raised in Connecticut and kind of growing up in the industry myself here gives me an affinity to it, right? So I know that there's strong connectivity and a good network. So putting together what we've been able to do over the last few years was took work, but it wasn't like pulling teeth, right? The all the natural ingredients were here for it. And so, we're lucky that we've not only got the support of the local professionals and the talent that's been talked about. But, with Josh here, you can see we've got the regulatory support as well. We've also got support from within the education community. University of Connecticut, University of Hartford have partnered together to put together an InsurTech program. In fact, Mike Kalin is professor. So, there's a lot that's here that makes it a great spot for insurance and InsurTech, because InsurTech is really about applying new technologies to the insurance industry to improve it and to innovate it. And so, in terms of next steps, I see the formula is really continuing to do what we've been doing, which is continue to support building of an ecosystem, the establishment of connectivity, and we do contests and hackathons and things of that sort because they help new ideas come to market. It helps identify not just the problems but also the solutions that could be solved. And you know, by working across all these layers, I'll call it, of experience levels, from the new leads coming out of the university programs to the many seasoned executives that are that Josh referred to, we have the ability to bring these people together and create relationships and foster innovation. And so we'll just keep doing that.
And how has COVID-19 impacted the industry as a whole? Maybe I'll start with Joshua and then maybe Mike and Stacey, you can speak to personal experience with your company. So just talk a little bit about how COVID-19 has impacted the insurance world as a whole with jobs here in our state and what you see happening over the next few months.
Well, I think that the insurance industry has stepped up a little bit. It required some coaxing of our governor, but they extended deferred payments for premiums through June for a lot of areas, through July and other lines, and I know that each company is working on an individual basis with individuals who are struggling, who have lost their jobs, to make sure that they can keep insurance for whatever line that is. It's really what I'm seeing is a more customer-centered, consumer-centered focus by the carriers. They're realizing that they need the consumers, obviously, to gain a business, but they also want to make sure that the consumers are being protected with the insurance. And that's what the regulators are there for, is to make sure that consumers have adequate access to coverage that is reasonably priced and something that is worthwhile. So COVID-19 has absolutely impacted the slow-moving insurance industry. You see everyone now is telecommuting pretty much, but we are working to make sure that the consumers are protected even with COVID-19.
Mike, would you care to go next?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I've been extremely impressed with the pace of change in every part of the value chain in the industry through COVID-19. Our experience is extremely positive in that between what Cover has done to simplify the process for customers and what the insurance carriers are doing to waive in-person medical requirements by using big data for underwriting, I mean, we've delivered exactly what customers want. So customers are at home. They're more aware of the need for insurance products like disability income, life insurance, long-term care. They have time to shop online. If they need to talk to an advisor, they need to talk to an advisor via the modern ways that they get advice, which is through chat, telephone, or Zoom. And that's entirely how Cover's been built. So Cover sales are up 70%. In the first 8 months of 2020 versus 2019. So we like to think we're a little bit like that Wayne Gretzky analogy, which is we are where the puck was going to be. And, we're extremely pleased that the carriers have waived a lot of the face-to-face underwriting requirements using electronic signatures and different authentication measures. And all these things are making it easier and more pleasurable for clients to get the insurance coverage that they need. So it's just, in our opinion, just accelerated the pace of change that was going to happen naturally.
Stacey, would you like to add anything to that before we wrap?
Sure. I think, looking at it from, I'll say, the inside of insurance companies, their employees are affected like many other corporations. Everyone's working remote, trying to get used to these new ways of working. But, digital acceleration it's no longer an option. It's a requirement now. And, technologies are there that we shouldn't need to have a raised seal and a wet signature on a document. So, you know, we're seeing a rapid adoption of these types of things now, and it's dramatically improving processes and stuff. So, you know, the initial impact of, you know, everything kind of getting put on hold and let's see what happens has really started to narrow the focus down to how carriers can be more efficient and more digital and more automated. So, you know, there's more growth in that space. I think we'll continue to see that. And, you know, so just taking a inside the carrier view, there's definitely been an impact there as well.
The ITC and DIA World Tour Stop was in Hartford and recorded on September 10th. I do have a link up to that if you would like it, mycommunityaccess.com, with some great panelists and guest speakers as well. And, of course, that's where we know that Cover Financial was awarded the highest esteem of being recognized as Innovators of the Year. We'll call you the head lead here in our Hartford community. How exciting where you now head off to another big opportunity where that will be televised. How can the average person watch that? Because I'm sure there's a lot of coworkers, family, friends, members, and also people, maybe even our mayor here would like to be able to watch that as well. Do you have to sign up for a link? And how can we get information on that?
Well, we will send you the link, but you can find Cover Technologies at covertech.com, and we will be live streaming the event whenever it's scheduled between the 21st and 23rd, and we're excited to represent Hartford and Connecticut and the region in the global competition. So very excited.
Well, that is great. Congratulations to you, Stacey Brown, InsurTech Hartford, Mike Kalin, CEO of Cover Technologies, Joshua Hirschman, of the Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Insurance here in our state. It's been great having a conversation with you here on iHeart Communities.
Excellent.
Thanks for having us.